now we have an old friend, an old coach of George's that wants to come in and say hi to you. Oh, so this is coach, your maybe. Life, George Dunham.
Oh,
look.
God.
It's Marge, your old swim coach.
Hi, George.
She's not my old swim coach.
Hi,
Marge. How are you?
I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Marge Shimdidlet, your high school swim coach.
Okay, well, I didn't swim in high school, and you were not my coach.
I don't know if you recognize me. What with all the disfigurement and such?
Well, yeah.
But I was the one who taught you the butterfly and the breaststroke and the triple Lindy.
That's a dive. That's...
And the scrote stroke.
No.
Your patented move. And, of course, you can freestyle from there.
Oh, gosh.
You were the best of the best.
I wasn't that good.
I wished you had stayed on the team, George.
Well, I never was on the team.
Let me address non-George for a moment.
Yes, hi.
He was amazing in high school. I wished you could have seen him.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. George, you were faster than a cigarette boat. And you had a bigger package than a bull elephant.
Right. That's not appropriate
should not
to
have
talk
been
like that.
Looking at that.
He looked so great in his Speedo.
But he was a high school kid.
He was so talented. That's okay. He was a high school kid who was very well developed. Very
All right.
well developed.
Stop it.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I thought you had put a barrel down there.
All right. Look, I don't know.
It was wonderful. After a swim, non-George, sometimes George and I would be standing on the side of the pool, both soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't even gotten in the water.
Oh, boy.
You can call me Craig also, by the way.
Well, that's back when I was functioning as a woman.
Well, you are a little old now.
I guess you could say my life hasn't gone quite as well as some other lives. I've had my share of troubles, but haven't we all?
Sure, yeah. We all have, yeah.
Sometimes I think of what my life would have been like if George hadn't quit the swim team right before we made the Olympics.
See, George, you may have destroyed her life.
Did you hear what she just said? Before the swim team made the Olympics, the high school swim team?
You could have helped her make the Olympics.
And in those reveries, I often have both legs.
Oh, well. Yeah, look, I didn't know you when I was in high school. I have nothing to do with any sort of
Why do you deny me, George?
I don't deny you. I just
You
never...
do. You claim I wasn't your swim coach in high school. We were very close. I was your mentor.
You weren't my mentor. And I didn't... you were not at my high school.
I suppose you're both looking at me wondering... Why the big shark bite on the side of my torso?
Yes, that did cross
my mind.
That's
what that is. Okay.
Yes. Funny story about this bloody crescent.
Funny.
I was crossing the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge the other week.
Will you please stay off that bridge?
And I was in an underpowered chair that the county had loaned me. After a guy in my homeless encampment had stolen my other one to buy some Chardonnay.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm full throttle on the middle of the bridge. Mm-hmm. And it's just not getting it done. I mean, traffic was flying through there.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
At one point, I even looked down into the Trinity Bottoms and noticed a turtle was outpacing me.
You're not supposed to be in a chair on that bridge.
So I'm flooring it. And the cars are whizzing by, and I just made it to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Just made it. When all of a sudden, a Google Street View car winged me and sent me sailing over the bridge.
Oh, no.
So somewhere out there on the internet computers, mm-hmm. there's a picture of me flying through the air all crazy-like
off the bridge.
On Street View. Yeah.
I may want to see that.
So that's what happened.
Where did the shark bite you?
When I fell into the Trinity River, one had apparently swum upstream.
That's amazing.
From the Gulf. It was a tiger shark.
Oh, that's awful.
It was so brutal and aggressive.
They don't have sharks
so
in the Trinity.
Sorry to hear that.
George, I have just but one request.
What's that?
Can I come live in the woods behind your home? I know you have some acreage. I know you have some trees that aren't inhabited. If I could just live out there until I get my feet back under me.
No, let's put you in some sort of shelter.
When they fashion some
that.
Carbon feet for my nubs.
Oh, gosh. Well, no.
We could do that at the very least
if
for
I could
her.
I promise I won't be knocking on your door requesting things. Just once a week, maybe, if you could just... leave a pouch of jerky for me out under the oak tree.
That's not too much to ask.
Well, no, I think that's very little. I think she should go to someplace better than that, than just living out in the woods.
Just one of your Crown Royal pouches filled with seeds or maybe some old fruit.
We'll get some help from you, Marge.
Anything I can gum.
All right.
She's asking very little.
Well, we'll help you out, Marge, but I just don't think it's a good idea for you to live outdoors.
I tried to make it to see the Pope.
Did you?
Yeah, I only got as far as Denton.
Yeah, it's a long way.
It's a long way.
Especially
to the
in
Northeast.
A chair.
Oh, I ran out of battery.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we've run out of time. Marge, it was good to see you.
You don't have time. Why are people escorting me out?
Well, that's because we have a commercial.
Stay on time.
Don't tase me, Pope.
Oh, don't tase Marge. Oh, God, we're tasing Marge. Oh, that's terrible. I didn't tell him to do that. All right, it's 8:47 on the ticket. Up next, we'll talk some college football.